محمد وآل محمد بر فاتحة الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بار دیگر درود بھیجے گا محمد و آل محمد پر. اعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين حبيب الله العالمين بالقاسم محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين سيما بقية الله في الأرزين. قال الله تعالى في كتابه الكريم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أم حسبت أن أصحاب الكهف والرقيم كانوا من آياتنا عجبا. درود بھیجے گا محمد و آل محمد پر. اللہ has sent this beautiful religion, of course, with a purpose. In his attributes, he is Hakim, and Hikmah means that the person who has this quality never performs any act which does not have any purpose, any target, objective. This universe should have a target, should have an objective, and humans are the best of the creations, Ashraful Makhluqat. So the best target should have in ourselves. What is the target? What is the objective? This is a very lengthy discussion, and I think most of the scholars, those who have written interpretations on Quran, on the Holy Quran, have done this. But somehow many discussions are very popular in our society, but still we have far from the true meaning. And I told you some of the terminologies are very famous in our society, but still we are not sure. At least I'm not sure whether we could grasp the real meaning, qurbatan ilallah, and the objective of creation. What are the objectives? Surely no objective should be in the material life of this universe. So we have constructed buildings, more than 100 floors we have constructed, or utilizing the transportation, communication. None of these should be the objective. No Prophet has brought us technology in this sense, though they have shared, but technology should not be the objective. So whether the sciences were the objective, or the pleasures were the objective, we are sure these were not the objectives. So what should be the objective of my life? What to develop? Surely we are not here to downgrade us, we are here to develop. What to develop? Someone will say the spirituality or the soul should be developed. How can I develop my soul? How can I develop my spirituality? Just by praying, reading the Holy Quran, fasting, Hajj. Surely these are the means. But sometimes everything is happening, but we are not developing. What are the criteria of being developed? So I'm praying for 40 years, for example. How can I judge that I have been developed by this worship of 40 years? I think there should be something. If we are feeling the presence of God, this is one of the signs of development. In our daily life, if we are somehow feeling that there is Allah, who is all aware, and to Him we are going to return. Inna lillah wa inna ilayhi rajoon. This should be the sign of development. So if this is happening, we are feeling the presence, and we are setting our objectives according to that feeling, then we can say, okay, we are being developed. And this, in the Holy Quran, the terminology which has been used in the Holy Quran for this action, or you can say this state, is called tazkiyah nafs. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. Exclusively, those who purified their nafs are successful. Exclusively, only those. So if I worship for 40 years, 50 years, 60 years, and I was not purified, then this is nothing in front of Allah. So what are the signs of purification? In one of our previous discussions, we have said that Allah has 99 attributes. How many of these attributes are being reflected in myself? He is Rahman, He is Rahim. Can I say I am the representative of Allah in His Rahmaniyat and Rahimiyat? He is Adil. If I have justice, I am a symbol of Allah's justice. So this should be our prime target. And this can only be done through purification. And purification can only be done through some sort of control on ourselves. Now, the word control, commonly used in Urdu also, and in other languages have different words, azabt. Now, I do think that this word control is the simplest, single, most important word in the way of purification. If you have control over yourself, this is a sign that you have been developed or you are on the way to be developed. Fortunately, we have some sort of control in our material life, but the control should come in our spiritual life. You have control. Sometimes you are thirsty, but you will not drink the water, which is not purified. So you apply your control on yourself. If I have some sort of disease, na'uzubillah, this is a common disease, sugar, I will not utilize the sweets, or I will not take it. Why? Because I want to have control on myself. I don't want to harm myself. So we are using this ability to control ourselves in our material life. You are driving, you have to have control. Sometimes you want to drive faster, but you have to control yourself. So this habit of controlling ourselves is being done in our material life. If it comes into our spiritual life, I will give you some of the examples, then it will develop us. And now I will try to give some of the examples. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. You are busy in your life, at the time of prayer comes. Now, do you have control over yourself? If you say that now this is the time of worship, everything closed, now I should pray for Allah, you are applying this control. Passing through somewhere, you are not suddenly asked to see something, and you are now should take control. You are here. If you are controlling yourself, it is a good sign. Yes, you have been developed. And the best example can be given in the morning. You want to pray, and this another desire which says that, okay, be on the bed, sleep for a while, and you will get up. Now depends upon your schedule. Praying namaz ishaq, should stand up earlier. Praying your fajr prayer in time, should stand up a certain time. Unfortunately, not praying, it means that you are losing your control. Now some of the time someone come to us and ask us, I want to do something good, but I can't do this. I want to do this and that, but okay, I don't have that will, strong will to do that. How can I do this? And I myself experienced, so here I can say that what I have experienced and achieved, I can give to you too. Make very small objectives, small targets, very small issues. For example, before going to bed, I should have wudu. Make it your habit. I should have wudu before going to bed. Achieving these small targets will improve your willpower. And then you will utilize your willpower in the perfect way which has been asked by Allah. If you have this willpower, you have this control, you can do everything. And fortunately, it gives you result very quickly. One of other good examples, very obvious examples, is our prayer. You are praying, for example, you have prayed 3 rakah of Maghrib. It takes normally 5 to 10 minutes. How much of that time you were inside prayer? Really thinking of prayer. Really thinking you are in front of Allah. And our sentence to make our prayers more meaningful. What are you saying? And whom you are facing? Just these two simple sentences can solve the problem. So you are going to pray. Many ulama have written books about prayers, how to make yourself getting benefit of that prayer. Some of the great ulama, just like Ayatollah Jawad Maliki Tabrizi, he was teacher of Imam Khomeini in Ilm al-Irfan. He has written a book about prayer, Asrar al-Salah. Himself, Imam Khomeini has written a book about prayer, and lots of other ulama have written regarding prayers. How to concentrate in prayer? I think if a person could perform just for a week a good time with prayer, with concentration, I am sure he will get a spiritual benefit. I am sure he will develop. So you can try it. Make your prayer meaningful for you. If you could do that only for a few prayers, you will feel something happening with you. And something positive, of course, really happening with you. So try to have your control in your hand. And this control can be, you see, utilized at everything. One of the important traditions, very important traditions regarding self-development, spiritual development, tazkiyatun nafs, is a tradition which is called Unwan Basari. Unwan Basari was a person came to the sixth Imam, Imam Jafar al-Sadiq, sallu ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. He was in his late 70s, I think, or maybe early 80s. And he came to Imam and said, I want to learn from you. Imam said, go wherever you were going before that. He said, no, I'm tired of them. They have nothing to give me. Imam said a sentence and said, do something for it. He said, this is not enough for me. Explain it. Then Imam explained it in a tradition which is famous with this title, Unwan Basari. In that tradition, Imam explained 9 sentences. 9 sentences. And he said, do this for your body, 3 sentences. Do this for your ethics and morals, 3 sentences. And do this for your knowledge, ilm, 3 more sentences. In all, there were 9. Then, where he started from, the beautiful thing which I could not grasp earlier. He started from eating. He said, in your eatings, control your habit. Don't eat too much. Leave your some of your desires not to be fulfilled when you were eating. Here he started from. Why he started from here? He might have been started from thinking or knowledge or ethics. Why he started from here? Because if a person gets control, he can get everything. Control. Should apply your control. So this is, I think, one of the most important issues. We should have control. We should have control in our talking, in our eating, in our sleeping. And I put talking in between eating and sleeping. Talking is a big issue. Waste talking. Waste nothing. No objective. Just sitting somewhere and we are talking about for hours. We are spending our life. Allah will ask us about every minute of our life. So just talking, you are wasting your time, your everything, and main thing, your spirituality. And this is what we were not thinking about. If I talk for an hour, waste talk, did nothing, I will lose my spirituality, which I had earned, for example, with Namaz-e-Shab. So I prayed Salatul Layl for half an hour, and that early morning, I got something, then I talked to someone for an hour, waste, no objective, I lost everything. This is what's happening with us. It's not that we are not earning. We are earning, but unfortunately we are losing too. We have a basket full of every virtue, but unfortunately this basket has the hole which is dropping everything. Now we are praying, we are reciting Quran, we are doing azadari, we should have been developed. We should have reached somewhere. Now, what are the signs that we had developed? I told you, more khashyatullah, more zikrul qiyamah, more and more we were looking towards hereafter. And at the end, a source of knowledge. A source of knowledge which is not from book, which is not from listening. Something else should happen with us. This is called mubasharat. In many traditions, the Holy Prophet used to ask his companions, Hal min mubashira? Have you got anything? They said, no, no Prophet, we had nothing. He said, okay, do something. You need hard work. And we are here, no mubashira, 4 years. So what you have been doing? No mubashira. Why there is no mubashira for us? Has the door closed? Someone asked the Prophet, or I can't remember that time, it was Imam or the Prophet, he had asked. He said, we don't have Mubasharat, and at that time we were receiving Mubasharat. What's happening? He said, you are putting even Wajibat in the danger, not Mustahabbat. And they were giving emphasis on Mustahabbat too. That's why you are losing. That's why you don't have Mubasharat. And you can see us. Now if we start from this control, we start from putting ourselves in the right way, then everything can happen with us. Don't think that those ulama urafa, they were born ulama urafa. They were simple as we and you. They were very simple people. But they did very simple things. They had control over themselves. They got the benefit of their time. And here you can see Ayatullah Behjat, this great person. When he was 18, there was a friend of him who narrated this thing after his death. He said, when he was 18, if I am correct, in 18 or 17, something like 17, 18 at that time, he got 30, or in one of the books I read, 32 gifts from Imam Hussein. At that time, when he died, he was more than 90. So I was thinking, a person who could get 30 gifts at least from Imam Hussein at the time, when he was only 18, what he would have been at the time when he died, more than 90. And many of these gifts, we are unaware, totally unaware. What were these gifts? So everyone can get everything and everyone can lose everything. If you apply our control, you can get everything. And if you don't, then okay, after a time we will be awakened and we will be shown the right thing. Now, some of the azkar are very important. I'm not the person who an expert of azkar, but okay, some of our friends have practiced and they are getting benefit. So these azkar are very important. For example, istighfar before going to bed. Say istighfar to Allah. You should go to your bed and clean your all the, you see, hisab, kitab before going to bed. Make yourself clean before going to bed. So ask Allah for forgiveness. Just have a review of your time which you have passed. And this is good even before prayer. If you are making yourself prayer ready for prayer, you are going to say Allahu Akbar. Before saying Allahu Akbar, just wait for a while and say Astaghfirullah Rabbi min kulli dhanbin wa atubu ilayh. All the sins which I have performed in between the prayers. Ask forgiveness. Your prayer will be lifted inshaAllah ta'ala. And inshaAllah, pray for each other. I told you these simple rules, but I'm not sure how much I could explain them well, because sometimes you have a very good thing but you can't explain it, so you cannot get the response which you are looking for. Pray for others. Ask Allah to forgive the others. In a book I read, Allama Tabatabai, one of his students gave him a book and he said, look at this writing. And he saw in that writing that a student had asked Allah to give him this and that and this and that. When Allama Tabatabai was turning back the book, he said, he was calling everyone Aghajan. Everyone, he or the teacher or the student, he was calling them Aghajan. He said, Aghajan, I never asked Allah for any personal thing after I identified myself, how inferior I am. So the meaning, I always ask Allah to give others something. You can ask Allah to give others. And the result, there is a tradition, beautiful tradition. If you don't ask for yourself and ask Allah to give others, Allah will appoint an angel who will pray for you. And your prayer for yourself might not be fulfilled because of your sins. But if an angel is asking for you something, this will be fulfilled because he is innocent. He's not done any sin. So we have two ways, keeping us in the orientation, keeping us in the light, and ignoring others. We are with us, and this will bring disaster at the end. But if you put others on the front line and ask Allah for them, then you will see strange things happening. You will get knowledge, you will get everything, inshallah ta'ala. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.